Well, I think given the manner in which Birmingham Prison was really prominently in the news just before Christmas because of the riot that took place there, I don't think it's hugely surprising to find that the inspection team that have gone in, although they are not looking at the causes of the riot, and indeed they looked at the prison at a time when there were less prisoners in it because of the riot and people having been moved out, they nonetheless found that it was an unsafe prison which had extremely high a number of incidents of violence and prisoners harming themselves. Clearly it's a very troubled prison. And really this report goes into some detail on some of the very serious problems that are faced in Birmingham Prison.
In terms of, you say it's not surprising, which I understand in a way, but you'd imagine that things would change pretty quickly after something as serious as riots. I mean, that was in before Christmas and this inspection was several months later.
Yes, ordinarily, and indeed many listeners may well be shocked to hear that it's still violent, and perhaps I'm just jaded because I work in prisons and I know what all prisons across the country are like and the state that they're all in, because the truth is that in many ways this report into Birmingham Prison is replicated week after week in reports about other prisons. We had reports into London prisons like Pentonville and Brixton which said very similar things to this report today on Birmingham, and that's perhaps why I'm not surprised that that's still the case. But what's certainly true is that the prison population in Birmingham had been reduced. There were, in other words, the prisoners had been moved out of the jail because of the riots, and in the months that the inspection team were there, there were less prisoners in the prison. So there were actually some of the problems that other prisons face were not faced here. For example, a low ratio of staff to prisoners. Well, the ratio in Birmingham was higher because there were less prisoners. And yet that doesn't seem to have helped tackle these really deep-seated problems of violence. And, the most shocking thing, really, that it's easier to get drugs in Birmingham, it would appear, than to access education or training.
That is shocking, isn't it? So in terms of what the actual detail in the report, pick out a couple of things that stood out to this report. You see a lot of them. But what was a few of the phrases or a few of the things that were picked out here that's going on in Birmingham, according to this inspection, that was surprising to you guys?
Well, there was very little that was surprising, but one of the things that really struck out was this point about the easy availability of drugs in the prison. About half of the men that were surveyed by inspectors said it was easy to get drugs. One in seven actually said that they'd acquired their drug habit while in prison. And really that, I think, is a absolute... absolutely puts the blame very firmly on the authorities that would allow a situation like that to happen, and it really points out the difficulty in creating a safe and stable prison when an issue as fundamental as that can't be tackled effectively so that drugs are widely available, and I think that then feeds into the violence, because a lot of the violence will be around the trade in those drugs.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point, actually. What is the link between violence and drugs in prisons? Is there a direct correlation?
Well, there's a number of ways in which the drugs problem in prison feeds the violence problem. One is that sometimes prisoners are more violent when they're actually on drugs, such as synthetic cannabis, spice that we hear about. But also there is a bullying and coercion culture around drugs in prisons, so that vulnerable prisoners may be assaulted as part of the trade around the drugs, forced to take the drugs to test out samples. And you can't really escape either the violence against the self in prisons. So one of the things that they found was that there were an extremely high number of incidents of prisoners harming themselves. Three men had died by suicide since the last inspection. And that too, is sometimes to do with the fact that you've got some people with some serious mental health issues who are taking drugs in the prison. That is not good for them. And it is leading to self-harming behaviours.
And I think the worrying figure that one in seven go in clean and come out with an addiction to drugs or with a drug habit is pretty shocking, isn't it? Because, you know, you worry, I imagine, if you have relatives who go to prison for whatever reason, you worry about them in there. But the fact that the numbers are so high with people being introduced and coming away with drug problems.
Absolutely. I mean, currently what we're doing is we're locking people up who often have drug or mental health issues, low education. There are lots of issues which have played a part into why they might have committed a crime. They're then going into prisons like Birmingham, which ordinarily are overcrowded. As I say, during this report, Birmingham did have about 500 prisoners moved out because of the riot. But nonetheless, we have, you know, we see prisoners being asked to spend sometimes 23 out of 24 hours a day locked in their cells doing nothing, getting no help with those issues that they had coming in. And if anything, it gets worse because they get exposed to this violence, they get exposed to drugs. And, you know, the chances of them being released from prison a better person, a person more likely to steer away from crime, is pretty unlikely. And I think we're really letting people down here.